Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As our population continues to age, more and more people are entering the Social Security system. But our next guest says that the big question for most people is, when is the best time to actually do so? At age 62, 65, or later? Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Joy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, in my introduction, I mentioned age 65 as a possible choice, but the reality is that 99% of the people now have already passed that age, and it's 66 or 67, right?
That's right, Mike. There are basically three ages to keep in mind when you're considering when to start drawing Social Security. The first one is age 62, and that's the earliest age that you can start drawing Social Security.
And that's anybody.
That's right. The second one is your full retirement age. And for most people, that will be either age 66 or age 67. It depends upon your year of birth. Someone born in 1956, their full retirement age will be 66 and 4 months. And the third age to keep in mind is age 70. And that's the latest you can delay to start taking Social Security.
Let's go ahead and dive into the factors in the decision-making process on whether to choose age 62 or some other age.
It all depends on basically three factors. The first one is your financial situation. Do you need the money? Are you still working? If you do decide to take Social Security at age 62 rather than waiting until your full retirement age, your benefit will be reduced by about 25%. And if you're still working at age 62 and begin drawing Social Security, your benefit will be reduced by $1 for every $2 you earn over $16,920. There's no reduction in the benefit if you wait until your full retirement age. In other words, you can work and make as much money as you want to, and you will not have a reduction in your benefit.
All right, what else?
The second criteria would be your health and family longevity. Every year that you wait to take Social Security past your full retirement age, your benefit will increase by 8% per year, and that could make a big impact on your future financial situation.
All right, what about whether you are married or not? Does that make a difference?
Yes, your marital status is the third criteria in determining when is the best time to take Social Security. If you are divorced and you and your ex-spouse are over the age of 62, your marriage has lasted 10 years or longer, and you have not remarried, then you can either draw based on your own record or up to one half of your former spouse's benefit, whichever is higher. And actually, several ex-spouses could draw off of one spouse's record at the same time, and that former spouse would never know, and it doesn't have any effect on the former spouse's benefit.
And if you are married?
If you're married, you can either draw on your own record or up to one half of your spouse's record, again, whichever one is higher.
And that's at age 62 or at full retirement age?
Yes. However, in order for a spouse to draw off of another spouse's benefit, that spouse has to go ahead and turn on their Social Security benefit.
And in case anybody joined us midway through this, a quick summary of these three criteria that you brought to our attention today?
Yes, there are basically three main criteria for determining when it's best to take Social Security. The first one is your financial situation. The second one is your health and family longevity. And the third one is your marital status. And we recommend that you educate yourself by going to the Social Security website. Also, if you have a unique situation, you can make an appointment with a Social Security counselor here in Columbia. It would be the Strom Thurmond Building. And also seek the advice of a financial professional to guide you through this very important decision.
Joy, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on demand programs and you'll find us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.